The so-called union-busting measure is by Longwood Republican Representative Scott Plakin. He says it's a rather simple bill.
First, it's about transparency in that we'll be asking public sector unions to report how many of their members pay dues, along with a report that they already file each year that's already being done. Second, it's about democracy, as we'll be asking them to make sure that at least half their members are dues-paying. Third, it's about accountability in that we'll hold union officials accountable to their members in that they, in some cases, will need to be more responsive to their members to earn their support, just like we need to do in this room. If they fail to comply with these simple measures towards transparency, democracy, and accountability, they'll simply have to recertify.
The measure doesn't have the backing of Democrats like Orlando Representative Carlos Guillermo Smith. He says it's a targeted effort to disband certain unions.
We already know who's going to be dramatically impacted by this bill. It's FEA, the teachers union, AFSCME, our government employees, and probably a few others. But who cares? Mission accomplished. Isn't that the point of this bill? Aren't they the real targets?
The measure does include a carve-out for public safety workers like law enforcement officers and firefighter unions, but Les Cantrell says not every public safety worker gets that carve-out. He represents the National Association of Government Employees, or NAGE.
NAGE currently represents in excess of 3,500 emergency medical technicians, or EMTs, and paramedics, and are not excluded from and would be directly impacted by this bill. When lives are on the line, we trust our EMTs to do the best in one of the most stressful and difficult professions in Florida. Having a collective bargaining agreement gives them a voice to negotiate for fair wages and for their work and to ensure they have the best working conditions they need to do their job.
The proposal, heavily backed by Republican lawmakers, also doesn't have the backing of Brody Hughes. He's with the International Union of Police Associations. While his union is one of the groups carved out of the bill because of his members' public safety backgrounds, Hughes still opposes the measure.
This may be an oxymoron. I'm a Republican union president. I support the fact that we should have unions. And if the Republicans that are pushing this don't take this serious, that they're going to create problems throughout our state that we can't reverse.
Meanwhile, the measure is backed by conservative groups like Americans for Prosperity and pro-business groups like Florida Chamber of Commerce. Here's the Florida Chamber's Chris Emanuel.
The Florida Chamber of Commerce wants every Floridian to have a good wage. Our companies are some of the largest employers and some of the smallest employers. What we're talking about, though, is in the public sector. These public sector unions that are claiming to represent the entirety of a bargaining unit, but not being, in our view, appropriately representative of that bargaining unit. And we think it's bad governance to have such a small percent of people make decisions for such a large portion of the bargaining unit.
The Florida House passed the measure 65-41. Lawmakers appear to be fast-tracking the bill after only a single committee hearing. Meanwhile, its Senate companion bill, which is scheduled for three committee hearings, has not been heard. A similar bill passed the House last year but died in the Senate as well. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.